September 21st. I'm going to Mark Street to visit my mother tomorrow. A dream last night triggered off a sequence of memories, lit up a whole slice of the past, and the important thing is to get it down on paper quickly, before I forget it, because I seem to forget things sooner now. It has to do with my mother, and now, more than ever, I want to understand her, to know what she was like and why she acted the way she did. I mustn't hate her. I've got to come to terms with her before I see her, so that I won't act harshly or foolishly. September 27th. I should have written this down right away, because it's important to make this record complete. I went to see Rose 3 days ago. Finally, I forced myself to borrow Bert's car again. I was afraid, and yet I knew I had to go. At first, when I got to Mark Street, I thought I had made a mistake. It wasn't the way I remembered it at all. It was a filthy street. Vacant lots where many of the houses had been torn down. On the sidewalk, a discarded refrigerator with its face ripped off, and on the curb, an old mattress with wire intestines hanging out of its belly. Some houses had boarded-up windows, and others looked more like patched-up shanties than homes. I parked the car a block away from the house and walked. There were no children playing on Mark Street, not at all like the mental picture I had brought with me, of children everywhere and Charlie watching them through the front window. Strange that most of my memories of the street are framed by the window, with me always inside watching the children play. Now there were only old people standing in the shade of tired porches. As I approached the house, I had a second shock. My mother was on the front stoop in an old brown sweater, washing the ground floor windows from the outside, even though it was cold and windy. Always working to show the neighbors what a good wife and mother she was. The most important thing had always been what other people thought, appearances before herself or her family, and righteous about it. Time and again, Matt had insisted that what others thought about you wasn't the only thing in life, but it did no good. Norma had to dress well, the house had to have fine furniture, Charlie had to be kept inside so that other people wouldn't know anything was wrong. At the gate, I paused to watch as she straightened up to catch her breath. Seeing her face made me tremble, but it wasn't the face I had struggled so hard to recall. Her hair had become white and streaked with iron, and the flesh of her thin cheeks was wrinkled. Perspiration made her forehead glisten. She caught sight of me and stared back. I wanted to look away, to turn back down the street, but I couldn't, not after having come so far. I would just ask directions, pretending I was lost in a strange neighborhood. Seeing her had been enough. But all I did was stand there, waiting for her to do something first. And all she did was stand there and look at me.